Test, test.
Mic three.
Yay, yay.
Good?
We're good.
This is the 13th annual KVKL postseason tournament podcast, also unofficially known as Cougar After Dark. Let me go to my panel to the far left, the walking wounded from the D-holes. It is Alex, Craig Sager, RIP, Hallman.
I've got a traveling fan crowd tonight.
At least you're alive. That's good. To my left, from the Free State Growlers, it is Seth the Czar Sanchez.
I'm going to take a page out of Charles Barkley's book, and I'm going to threaten to retire unless you pay me more next year, Cougar.
All right, let's start a bake sale to pay him more. Somebody, all right. To my right, from Red Lion, it is Benny the Jet Hutnick.
I'm going to take a page out of Kobe Bryant's book and rape you in the hotel bedroom.
Jesus Christ, what? And to the far right, I'm afraid what he's going to say, from Sideport CBK, is Sean Ernie Johnson Meredith. What you got, Sean?
Hey, Cougar, all I know is if it's anything under 30K, you've already won. Pay Seth his money.
God damn it.
Also, that cookie over there looks tasty, but I want some Cougar ookie on it.
I'm Jason Cougar's Charles Barkley Hong. Terrible. I am terrible. You're right, Christopher.
This podcast is 15 seconds old, and we've already stolen it away.
Hey, not even the women in San Antonio like you, Cougar.
Take your shot first, Cougar.
All right. Let's go down the brackets real quick, folks. If you want to follow it, it is on the website. It is on the website officially. I looked at it, so it's there.
Cougar.
All the shots. Oh, God damn it. Go and take your shot, sir. Seth. To the league.
Salud.
Everyone, salud. Exactly.
To Cubby.
Sure.
Cubby.
Oh, God. Damn it, Alex. Why?
At least it wasn't Malort.
All right. Let's still go down this bracket. YC Wanda, 5 o'clock, the first playing game. The number 32 seed, Astrohead, versus number 33 seed, Latebees. 5 o'clock, YC number 2. And number 16 seed, Snow the Jerks, versus number 17 seed, Free State. Oh, it's you, Seth.
Woo!
6:30, YC number 1, number 8, Honey Badgers, versus number 25, Sod Squad. 6:30, YC number 2, the number 9 seed, JDE Shift, Drink Shift, number 20, versus number 24 seed, R-Bar. 5 p.m., YC number 5, the second playing game, number 29 seed, Rockets, versus number 36 seed, Bald Beavers. 5 o'clock, YC number 6, number 13 seed Harpies versus number 20 seed Midnight Tokers. 6:30, YC number field number 5. This is the number 5 seed Lawrence Shirt Factory versus number 28 seed Empire.
That's all I got.
6:30, YC number 6, the number 12 seed Sacred Store versus number 21 seed Court Suckers. And the playing game number two. Number 31 seed Jazz House versus number 34 seed Headquarters Ringers. 6:30 YC number 3. 6:30 YC number 4. Number 15 seed Cypress CBK versus number 18 seed Ghosts. 5 o'clock YC number 3. Number 7 seed Red Legs versus number 26 seed Woost. 5 o'clock YC number 4. Number 10 seed Young Spine versus number 23 seed Yingling. 6:30 YC number 7, and number 30, the next, another playing game, another 30 seed seat Recess Reject versus number 35 seed Scoonies. 6:30 YC number 8, the number 14 seed D-Hole versus the number 19 seed Red Lion. 5 o'clock YC number 7, the number 6 seed Love Guard versus number 27 seed LFK Rays. 5 o'clock YC number 8, the number 11 seed Rick Rollers versus number 22 seed KVC Tropics. Which means the top four seeds are as follows. The number one seed is Global Cafe at the top. The number two seed in the middle is Johnny's. Number three seed is Post House number 3. I just number three twice. And number four seed is Kansas Taco Zone. So that is your bracket. Yay.
All right, we're done, yeah?
We're done. Any thoughts, or should we just get on with it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it? Okay. Let's go with the playing games. Number 32 seed, Asteroid Head versus number 33 seed, Late Fees. Who wants to go first? Who you got?
Asteroid Head.
Asteroid Head as well.
Really? Okay.
Late Fees.
Yeah, I'll take Fees. Break the tie, Cougar.
I'm taking Fees as well. Asteroid Head, you better have a full team. I don't know.
Yeah, they've really come around lately.
Yeah. Yeah, Asteroid, yeah, they come around a little better. I know Late Fees as well, but like, it's like, but yeah. So, it's a Late Fees, so we'll see. Next playing game, number 29 seed Rockets versus number 36 seed Ball Beavers. Is anyone can take Ball Beavers?
Rockets.
Yeah. I love my four teammates there for Ball Beavers. I love you guys, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the good Cougars fighting the good fight. I am just going to take one quick second. Let's make sure that when we are coming and going from YSC or Hobbs or anywhere else, we're still representing the league. So let's obey and observe all traffic laws. Just going to leave it at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because we have that football clinic over there. Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
We yep. also have a football
clinic. All them kids, Dick. All them kids, whatever. No! No, you can... There's no question. We're done. All right. Next playing game. Number 31 seed Jazz House versus number 34 seed Headquarters Ringers.
Jazz House.
Oh, that's here. 926 and a half in Massachusetts Street. So that's where we're at. Yay. I don't know the phone number. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm with Jazz House.
Yeah, according...
I feel like after Rick posted their lineup thing and then got corrected by Bryson, they're going to come out angry.
Well, according to Rick, Jazz House is like the 18th best team in the league, his rankings, so this should be a walkover for them.
Well, look, this is great because if Sideport happens to lose their first round game, second round is Jazz House Sideport.
Jesus. I don't know what world we all live in. Back to reality. What's next?
All right. Next one is the final playing game. Number 30cc Recess Reject versus number 35cc Scoonies. I got Scoonies.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
You guys all have Scoonies?
I do not. I picked the Rejects.
I got the Rejects too.
Yeah.
You're Rejects? Okay. Scoonies is sweet.
Scoonies won one game this year.
I have faith in them.
I'm just surprised.
I'm aware. But for some reason, I don't know I'm going Scoonies. I don't know why. It's just...
Hey, Bryson.
Oh, no. He's Rejects.
My boy, Ben.
Hey, you know why? Because Scoonies, here's the reason why, Seth. The Scoonies' one win of the season was against Recess Rejects.
That's fair. That's fair.
But there you go. You want Recess Rejects? Fair. Okay.
How many wins does Recess Rejects have?
Huh?
They won three games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the former, as Button Grind, they've won three games. Yeah.
I just feel like one makes a lot of errors and one is more raw in the tournament. I'll take the team that is just makes errors sometimes.
Makes errors? Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to, should we go to the boot side? Or should we just go to the plate? Just plate. Okay.
Number
16 seed. What?
No, drop out from the top. You should, we should actually do the actual boot.
Yeah, go ahead and do
actual boot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move on to
the
boot. We're on time crunch,
actual
guys.
Boot. I got Asteroid Head versus Ball Beavers, and I got Asteroid Head.
Are we doing the whole thing, or are we going matchup?
I have the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just sweep it all through.
Okay, go ahead, Cougar.
I have Astro Head versus Ball Beavers, and I have Astro Head. I had Headquarters Ringers over Recess. I have Headquarters. Astro Head versus Headquarters. I have Astro Head taking the boot.
I had the exact same thing that Cougar has.
Do you really?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Anyone?
I got Late Fees and Beavers with Late Fees taking that game. Jazz House and Rejects with Jazz House taking that game. And Fees taking it overall.
Fees taking overall. Second title, I think, or something.
I've got Late Fees against Beavers. Fees winning that game. Ringers and Scoonies. Ringers winning that game. Fees against the Ringers. And the Fees winning the boot.
Boot. That's your second title.
I've got Asteroid Head and Beavers. Asteroid Head winning. Headquarters versus Scoonies. Shocking walk-off Scoonies win. And I'm going to just blow everyone out of the water here. The only time you'll ever hear it, Scoonies for the boot.
Scoonies for the booth.
Yeah. Not the last time you'll blow anyone. Just
the villain storyline arc has finally come to fruition.
God, oh God.
We're just getting started, so just
God.
Wait.
Oh God. Alright. Alright, let's go to the first round, the actual first round. Number 16 seed Soda Jerks versus number 17 seed Free State. I can't do this to the fellow Niners fan. I can't pick against you. I go Free State. No. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, I saw Soda Jerks beat Sod Squad, and I saw Sod Squad beat Free State, and I just feel like there was a lot of errors in losing teams in both of those matchups that are uncharacteristic of your normal game, and I feel like both teams will come to play in the regular season. I think Soda Jerks punching a little bit above their weight here, but I will say the three hottest teams in the league right now have won their last four games. Global? I think it's Post House and Soda Jerks.
That's true.
Yeah, they're tied for the hottest team.
Wow. How about that? And I'm going Free State. That's okay. Sean?
I'm going with my boys here, Free State.
Good
Keep
pick.
It short and simple. I don't think that they're punching out of their weight limit, perhaps. Yeah. I just think that Free State is going to be a little more of an overmatching for them in the seniority and the ability to play with the type of gumption you need in this game.
Alex?
I chose Free State.
Free State as well? So are you the only one we Soda Jerks?
No, I picked Free State.
Oh, everyone's a Free State sweet. Oh, Jesus.
Do I get some?
Oh, of course, duh. You'll get
a table. I want to take you on a journey to this stage at this time last year. Free State was the 18 seed with a 5-5 record, and we were playing the sparkling 23rd Street Brewery with an 8-2 record. They were the 15 seed, overseeded, if you ask me, and we fucking smacked them. We won 12-2. We put on like 8 runs in the first inning. I think Soda Jerks is equally overseeded, and I think Free State is egregiously underseeded by some board members with an agenda, and I think we're going to kill the Soda Jerks.
Wow! Underseated.
I do agree that you're underseated.
Did I practice that in the mirror before I came here? Yes.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to pick against someone or disparage against someone whose wife printed out these brackets. Thank you, Mrs. Sanchez. Thank you. So, there you go. The next matchup is number 8 seed Honey Badgers versus number 25 seed Saw Squad. Honey Badgers?
R.I.P. Neff.
No chance in hell.
No, R.I.P. and no chance in hell. All right, yeah, Honey Badgers.
The real question is, will Neff play?
What's that? Will who play?
Well, the real question is, does Neff play?
Oh, Neff's on late fees now.
Late fees on left fees.
I'm looking at the wrong game.
It's a legal lineup.
We're on the wrong game.
Sorry.
The
legal lineup. Next one, the 9 seed, J.D. Shift, Drink Shift, versus R-Bar. No one's picking R-Bar, are we? No.
R-Bar playing really well, too. I think they won 4 of their last 5, maybe.
That sounds right. Yeah, they're 6-4.
This is just too much.
They're 6-4. No, the J.D. Shift, Drink Shift. No, they got it, yeah. Next one is number 13 seed, Harpy, versus the Jackson Wagner-less Midnight Tokers.
If only we had any evidence to base our picks on. I don't know what happened in their previous matchup 4 days ago. But I think Harpy's got this one.
Yeah, Harpy's got this one. Like I said, if Jackson Wagner was playing...
Why is he not playing? What happened?
Pulled hamstring. He's out for the season.
Yeah. I mean, you can't... You lose by 16 and then run it back without your quote-unquote best player. Do we need to make picks?
Yeah. No.
I don't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Sorry, Tokers.
I feel like the better teams have Tokers figured out.
Yeah. Next one is number 5 seed, Lawrence Shirt Factory, or number 28 seed, Empire. No, come on. No, it's Shirt Factory, right?
Hey, I love Empire. Yeah.
Love Empire, but
I did, for the degenerates, I did get Brant a bottle of 12-year Glenlivet because they hit their over.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's nice of you. That's right.
They hit their over plus because they, I mean, really, they should be 6-4.
Yeah, the forfeit loss to the Ball Beavers.
How many championships does Shirt Factory have in their history?
5. Same with Taco Zone. 5.
Yes. Yeah. One fewer times than Cougar has jerked off thinking about him in the last 24 hours.
Really?
It's a pick 'em.
Really? God damn it. Oh. Next one, number 12 seed Sacred Store versus number 121 seed Corksuckers. Oh my.
Right, we're starting to get interesting here.
Yeah, interesting.
I was going to say, this is kind of a nightmare matchup for Sword. They're a bunch of young, fast bunters, and Corksuckers has obviously been super up and down all year long, but they have a great third baseman. If Clint is pitching, they have a great pitcher. Like, that is a team tailor-made to beat Sacred Sword, as somebody who beat Sacred Sword.
Yep. And someone has said that Sacred Sword went by 20 over Free State. That was me. I got an IFU from Seth. I actually did. It's true.
I think on YSC6, it's probably still Sword's game to lose. Yeah. Like, odds are probably minus 210 in Sword's favor here.
Okay.
Corksuckers has just been too mercurial.
Up and down all season.
Yeah. If the Corksuckers team shows up that beat us, then they could win this game. Otherwise, not a chance.
And no offense, they lost to Argos. Like, really? Like, Corksuckers?
Corksuckers are probably the hardest team to rank in this entire league, if you ask me. Their resume makes zero sense, just on a matchup basis. I'm picking Sword to win. I think they have too much talent, but Corksuckers can give them a challenge.
It's a short field. I think that the soccer players take this one. They spread the field, and then if Cork plays deep, they chip under. That's what happens.
Yeah.
First of all, soccer players are people, too. You just call them soccer players.
What?
You just call them soccer players. That's it.
They're soccer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's what they are. They're soccer players.
Okay.
If there's a key to winning, it's this. Bring back Sacred Bunt. The end.
Oh, Jesus.
I also think this is great because Clint is the commissioner and Sacred Sword has less connection to social media regarding the league than any other team.
Hey,
kind of a perfect
matchup. I'll have you know that I had to Facebook message Clint for our meeting last night, so he is way more technologically advanced than you're giving him credit for.
Well, how else would he find all those Garfield memes? Like, he's got to be, yeah.
Those Garfield comic strips, they're gold. I love them. Absolutely. Next one is, oh boy, Cyport CBK, number 15 seed versus number 18 seed Ghost.
Woo!
Mr. Meredith, you're last. Who wants to go first?
This is the hottest matchup of the week.
I agree.
I'll go first. Obviously, just coming off of the game against Cyport, I'm picking Cyport in this one. They've already got the win from the beginning of the season. They've got their defense sorted out. And assuming that Marcus is at least 30%, he can play first base. So, yeah, Cyport on this
game.
All
he really has to do is play first base for one inning.
Yeah.
That's all he did. He didn't even play first base. He only played one inning in the first game.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Cyport has said from day one that their goal was to win Princess Diana. So let's see how resolved they are in that. If they're going to throw a game against the Ghosts, that's embarrassing. But I have to take Bryson and Sean at their word, so I'm picking the Ghosts.
Are we going to see some KBC D-holes level trying to throw the thing stuff here?
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's going to equivalent to that. There's no one who will ever come to that again.
Marcus's GoPro is going to overheat, and there will be no video of this game if they throw it.
Absolutely.
And the moratorium has ended.
Oh, I see Sean charging the pitcher and getting forfeited.
God.
Hey, Bryson, just don't touch anybody when they're trying to go from first to second.
Has the board member ever been to Jerkin game? I don't know. All right. Cyport Ghost. You know what, Corbin? For being late for the podcast, not hearing your praise, you're going to lose. I'm going to Cyport. Shame on you, Corbin. You're late. You were late, Corbin. Why weren't you here? There's no accident you being late, Corbin. Go, no.
Corbin,
you lose.
I said
you
the
lose.
Same thing to Colton when he was leaving. If you guys don't slit some throats and put some people on the bench coming into this game, it's Cyport's to lose.
Oh, they had nothing to. They can't slip anything. They don't have that in their heart. They don't. No, they can't do
copyright
that.
Rob Z Love Garden.
Oh, God. No.
Actually, I've got new copyright Rick Rollers.
I just want to say one thing about Cyport. Nobody has ever done a better job in the history of this league than just absolutely oppositing a team. I mean, literally doing KBC Tropics backwards. We're 8-2. They're 2-8. Fucking come find me. That's all I gotta say.
You put the game
this
on rookie mode and you beat it. Congratulations.
Timeline.
Thank you, Bryson. Well, who'd you pick?
All that means to me is that you're the head of the human caterpillar.
Oh, great.
I took Cyport.
Great. Sean, go ahead.
Let me tell you a little story.
Oh, no.
This year I decided nobody likes me. Embrace it. But for some reason, the entire league decided to fucking undermine me and become villains themselves. So I'm going to take this moment to reclaim that throne. I love the Ghosts. I've only been respectful. I've only picked us by one. I've only picked us in the past, the present, the future. But after we beat them, I had to hear, we don't consider that a win. We consider that we won. That was different. That was the unraveling of the Ghosts. And come Sunday, whether it's on GoPro, in person, on the field, or what I'm calling the fucking funeral, nail in the coffin is getting driven. If I gotta be the bad guy for 2 years in a row for two franchises, I'm gonna make the tough decisions, and the tough decisions are gonna be easy when the Ghosts are back defending the plate. We belong!
Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the best second basemen in the league right there. Spitting his fire.
How many times did he practice that one here?
Hey. The best male second baseman.
One of the best male second basemen in the league.
Don't be mad that we can fill our outfield with ladies.
It's true. Marcus Gregg, Katie Marcus, love you. She's
all right,
awesome.
So X Factor here, I'm pretty sure Shipley gets to rip this game, and he's not going to take any of Bryson's shit.
Throw him out.
No.
Hey.
Nobody.
He's
very respectful in our game.
Bryson is respectful. I'm the yeller. Old yeller, if you will. The only difference is unlike our left fielder, I dodge bullets, baby. You can't kill me.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Cyport. What did Katie say? Ghost by 20? Fuck it. Cyport by 20.
I feel like your desire to be the heel here is being counterbalanced by Bryson's desire to not be the heel.
Moving on. Number seven seed, Red Lake versus Woost. Anyone taking Woost? I'm not.
Sadly, no.
No. Sorry, Jeff. No. Number 10 seed, Young Spy versus number 23 seed, Yingling. The Battle of the Wise.
I feel like Yingling is just a little too short this year, but this is slightly tasty.
It is slightly tasty. I agree.
Yeah.
No.
I can't do it.
I have a lot of chalk in this.
Yeah. I got a lot of chalk, too. Yeah. Next one. Number 14 seed, D-Holes. Number 19 seed, Red Line. The CD podcast. So you, Ben and Alex, you're last. I'll go first. I don't know why. Go D-Holes.
I do know why. I'm going to pick the Red Lion, and that's because Alex is hurt. That's it. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Red Lion moves on to go face Post House, which I
cannot wait to talk about. Oh, boy.
Same. I can't echo that sentiment any louder. I was very disappointed not getting able to play a whole game against Alex on Sunday. I think it was our first matchup in, 6 years. And
I had to go and fuck it up.
He is the... the heart and soul, as Dover said, and I think he's that difference maker in this game. So I sadly did pick against you.
Yeah.
Alex, so I have to pick my team. I guess I have two questions. The first is, did the board set this up so that Red Lion would possibly have to play Post House if he won the first game? That just seems mean.
To who?
Colin Flanders. You know Neverbee's going to be out there screaming at him the entire time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he will. My second question is, Alex, if Josh Ritten can play with one leg, what the fuck is your problem?
He gets a fake leg. I don't get a fake quad.
I mean, just chop that bitch off. It's the playoffs.
I knew he was going there. Alex, what do you got to say?
While not being on the field physically to play, we've done a great job of bringing up backup players, new players. Against JDE, which was a great game, we only lost by 3 in that game. We had our backup catcher running in that, and he played 6 innings of catch on them, and he had several putouts, or a couple putouts at home, and other outs. Catcher's not a problem on the team. And like I said, I won't be there physically on the field, but I'll be there helping, coaching, pointing out everything that I possibly can, giving tips.
My rationale was offensively, though. You're the big boot in the middle of the lineup. It's hard to score runs when you take out your, what do you hit, four or five? Like, it's hard to score runs when you take out the big
boot.
That
definitely is a thing. This is where Corey comes in. Corey's going to slide right into my spot. And he's got a pretty good boot himself.
He does.
Yeah. You know, if we really want to mess with things, you know, we can put Corey or Cedric up there instead. But we got options on the offensive
That's
side,
probably
too.
Right. So.
Yeah. Lion took it easy last week, so I assume they're prepping for their playoff run.
Oh, and if you had
to. Did you say you're sandbagging?
No.
I was outside looking in, especially based on the results so far this year, I would be picking D-holes. But yeah, Alex not playing is a huge loss. Also, double X factor, my wife's team is reffing our game.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Jeff did a very good job in our game against Cyport.
Allegedly. Where's Jeff?
I'm going to make sure Maurice is taking Jeff's place.
Good enough you didn't yell at him.
I'll put it this way. I have never wanted to be kicked out of a game so bad to see less bad reffing.
Fair.
At first, Jeff stinks. Hashtag Jeff stinks.
Ref your game?
I would say move more.
Moving on. Number 6 seed, the Love Guard versus number 26 LFK Rays. No one's taking LFK Rays, are they? No.
Sadly, no.
Next one. Oh, Jesus. Number 11 seed, Rick Rollers versus number 22 seed, KBC Tropics. Okay, some factors. I think the first time ever at a sibling versus sibling rivalry, we have Michaela on Rick Rollers, formerly of the KBC Tropics, versus Alex from KBC Tropics. Is there a wager going on? I don't know. Money?
Alex!
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Is there money going on? Beer? Have to take out the trash next month. I don't know what's going on. You two figure it out. Next factor. Former teammates of the KBC tribe or the franchise got Jeff Moore, the former hottest free agent in the damn league, Malloy.
That was an English Cougar.
No, it does. Yeah, exactly. Malloy, who used to be on, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and of course, Michaela as well. So there are some factors there. I'll go last. Who wants to talk about this matchup? I don't know.
I do. So this is actually, based on seeds, this is actually a really kind of intriguing matchup.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the score in the D-Holes Rick Rollers game?
14-12.
14-12? Okay.
Yeah. So two runs. What was the score in the D-Holes KBC game before,
they won a lock
before all the bullshit?
4-2.
4-2.
Seems pretty even to me for a fucking 10-22 difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we've learned anything about KBKL this year, it's the transitive property doesn't apply
at all. Nothing at all.
A to B to B to C, A to C. No, it does not work. No. Who wants to make a pick?
I mean, the pick is Rick Rollers, but
yep.
Tropics, I feel like, have been in, I haven't looked at your shit, but 5-6 games, and that you guys have lost all your close games this year, except for the D-Holes game, obviously.
Except for the D-Holes
but game. You lost by 1 this past weekend, you lost by 2 to us, you lost, I mean, it's been close game after close game.
We lost the 1 to Harpies, lost the 3 to,
if they can turn half of those innings where they strand 5 runners.
And Rick Rollers has not been in a lot of close games. They've had a pretty easy schedule, right? They haven't really lost
the D-holes.
Right, but they haven't really been battle tested. So if you guys keep it close and can figure out a way to get it done at the end, it's not the most surprising result ever.
KBC's missing players, says Jeff. I also think that
Cougar knows
what makes Jeff tick.
What makes Jeff tick? Well, I used to be his captain, and I'm not going to reveal it. No, I won't.
Is KBC missing players for the first game, and they're going to be back for the second game, or are they missing players?
Like, Matt's still out for the season. Michael, the first baseman, is out for the season as well. So.
Oh, shit.
He's out for the season. Bryson, he's out for the season. I don't care. Who wants to make a pick? Alex?
I got Rick Rollers.
Rick Rollers?
I got the Rick Rollers.
Yes. Question mark? Rick Rollers?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Rick Rollers?
Rick Rollers? I'm Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, I have to pick Rick Rollers, otherwise Maurice is not going to give us all the calls in my game against D-Holes.
I love the Tropics. I love that they are the exact opposite of us in all facets.
Yeah.
The big difference maker, there's going to be two difference makers. The first one has one name and one name that needs to be said. That's Malloy. The second difference maker is that Bryson is not walking through that door to coach the Tropics to another win.
I'll add another layer here.
What?
inside baseball, but feels like there's a little bit of dissension in the Rick Rollers. So
a little bit.
If they don't straighten that shit out, then this could be interesting.
They were talking shit on each other at the podcast like 20 minutes ago.
Wow, that's true. That's true. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna
say. Apparently, take a Rob Z. Slip
are you? I'm picking KBC Tropics. Fuck it.
You better.
I will.
Kigger, you should be.
If you didn't, I would drop you as a fucking sponsor right now. We'd wear wife beaters and make fun of you.
Love the Dana.
First of all, me and the wife beaters is awful visuals. Oh,
Kigger, you should be walking out. No, you wouldn't be on the field asking why they're playing the same people for the first three innings and everybody else is sitting on the bench.
Oh Jesus! God damn it. All right, let's go to the plate side. Let's go there. I got late fees versus soda jerks. I got...
Hold on. What? Sean said that the plate side is the ghost side.
The ghost side. Oh, Jesus.
When's the last time we had a defending plate champion? It's been a long time.
It's their...
No, don't meet.
It's their side.
Don't meet. That's the old Rick Rollers. They did twice. They defended it.
Yeah. So when they had Jimmy and then when they lost Jimmy?
Yep. When they had Jimmy, they defended it. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Impressive. Yeah. Jimmy's not walking through that door, ghost.
Jimmy's not walking through that door. No, he is not.
Yeah.
So
that's what female leadership does.
Yeah. That's awesome. I got late fees and soda jerks. I got soda jerks. Anyone?
Anybody else not?
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Okay. Saw Squad versus Arbar. I got Saw Squad.
Same.
And what is Arbar winning now?
You got Arbar.
Yeah, I've got Arbar too.
Okay.
Yeah, Arbar's been hot. This is where the chalk gets fucking squirrely. Worse than one of the field lines.
I agree. Like, the only reason that I swayed on the side of not picking Arbar was because of Gabby's injury. And I don't know if you all know, but she is a huge defensive asset to that team. Yeah. And a broken finger is not something that's very easy to play through. So.
SAS Squad has most of the same players that they've had the past couple of years, and they have been a tournament force. Yeah. They've had first round upsets. Yeah. I am not picking against them.
Yeah, I got SAS Squad. All right. Rockets versus Midnight Tokers. Even without Jackson Wagner, I got the Tokers.
Ditto.
Yep.
Same.
Empire versus Corksuckers. I got Corksuckers.
Ditto.
Same.
Yep. That could be a really good game, though.
That'll be a really good game because Empire's got a lot to prove.
Yeah.
And I could see that as a one-run win for the Corksuckers.
Yep. Jazz House versus, on my side, I have Ghost. I'll have the Ghost side of the bracket. I'll have Ghost.
I have Cyport winning that game.
I got Ringers versus Ghost, but Ghost winning.
Ghost winning. Gentlemen, am I right?
Ghost.
Yeah, I got to get higher to be on Seth's plane.
Seth
I've
is
got
just
ghost
baby
sideboard
all the way.
I got ghosts.
They said they wanted to win 17th place. I'm going to tell them.
We've made it known for 4 weeks that our sites have changed.
I can't wait to get to the finals of the plate and for you to pick against them.
If they make it.
Your child will not be safe that night. Ooh. You better paint a red X on the door.
Oh, man. Woos versus Yingling. I got Yingling.
Yeah, better defense.
I chose Woos on this one. I don't think it'll be twice.
Yeah, they get to run it back. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to beat a team twice.
Unless you're David Shipley. He's really good at that.
Yeah. I said Yingling.
It was really the one big inning at the first inning.
Yeah. I got Scoonies versus Red Lion. I got Red Lion.
I've got D-Holes versus Recess Rejects. I've got D-Holes winning that.
That feels unfair for whoever comes out of the top half of that bracket.
I mean, I have a feeling if something happens and we lose our first game against Red Lion, I feel like it's a massacre to the plate. But I do have Red Lion here.
It's kind of strange, but looking at it, it kind of feels like the favorites to win the plate are going to come out of the bottom half of this bracket either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Sean?
I would say if you looked at any other year, like at this on paper, at least for me, the next few rounds into the finals of the plate would normally look like the twain. So fucking crazy talent across the league this year. Shout out no loss or a win for everyone as well. I've got D-Holes over the Rejects.
LFK Rays versus, I got Rick Rollers, and I'll go Rick Rollers.
I've got Rays versus Tropics. I got Tropics winning that.
There we go. There we go.
Ditto on that one.
Gentlemen?
Yeah, I got Tropics too, but I feel like that could be a really good game.
It could be good against the Rays. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rays had a really tough schedule.
Very similar teams.
Sean?
I've got Rays KBC Tropics, and I have the ever-loving Tropics winning.
Tropics winning? Okay. Let's keep continuing on the booth side.
Plate side.
Plate side, excuse me. Thank side. You. Plate side, thank you. Soda Jerks and Corksuckers. I got Soda Jerks.
You might have skipped around.
Did I skip around? Shit. Soda Jerks and Side Squad. Sorry, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I know who you picked.
Yeah, thank you. Soda Jerks and Side Squad, it's a rematch. Soda Jerks maintain. Soda Jerks.
I've got Soda Jerks versus R-Bar, and I've got Soda Jerks winning that game.
Same. I think Side Squad gets the revenge here against Soda Jerks.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
I've got Jerks and Squad, and I've got Jerking Along.
Jesus, Jerk.
Ben, Sod Squad has won two games all year. You've got them winning two games in the tournament.
I know, but hey, you're telling me that, but they beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, they beat our ass.
We were one of those dubs.
You've seen what they're capable of.
I
have a hard time betting against them in the tournament. Like,
fair enough.
We know what they do well. We know what they don't do well. I just kind of feel like against the middle, it's a weird thing.
Yep.
You, them, and Soda Jerks, I feel like week to week could be anybody. It just depends on who's hitting the gaps. I'll take them in the playoffs.
Let's see. Midnight Tokers versus Corksuckers. I got Corksuckers.
Cork. Same, but I got
same.
Cork. Yeah.
That's a fucking heater.
That'll be a heater, but same.
I don't think it's a heater without Jackson.
Be different, but he's not playing.
With Jackson, that's the game maker right there.
Yeah, the Tokers last like four games have been incredibly uninspiring. They beat like Liberty Hall by two or three. They beat somebody. Empire.
They come back three down to Schoonies.
Yeah, they barely beat the Schoonies. The Tokers.
What's Jackson's deal?
They're running out of steam, you think?
Yeah.
Especially
if their third baseman's hurt, they're definitely out of steam.
Without Jackson,
it was a 3-point win at the late fees, four over the Schoonies in a comeback, four run loss to Cyport, 15 run loss to Harpies.
That's just like Jackson is one of the best players in the league. I think anybody that's seen him can say that. If they don't have him, that's huge.
Yeah.
You have to take the experience there.
Very, very under the, like, very, very understated player. Flies under the radar.
Yeah.
Did great job on Tropics.
Yeah, he did.
I hope he wants to stick around with this team and build this team up.
I hope so, too. What do I have? Let's shoot. Ghost versus Yingling. I got Ghost.
Same.
Yeah, close, but me too.
I've got Cyport versus Yingling, and Cyport winning that one. You guys are going to beat Yingling by one.
You're going to beat Yingling, Bryson.
I got Ghost versus Woost with Ghost winning.
Jesus.
So I'm curious, and all of these wins, are you picking like by run rule, Seth, for Cyport? That has to just be unsaid, right?
These are teams that are in the teens.
You guys are acting like you're God's gift. You're the 15 seed. Like,
no, no one's saying we're God's gift, but I'm going off of your picks in these games.
No, I'm not picking one
okay.
of those.
I think we actually need to change the name of that, because when was the last time we had a huge blowout? And most of the teams that are getting run ruled are actually like, that was a fun game. So maybe we should just call it the fun rule.
Yeah.
Instead of the run rule.
It's the loving, hugging, caring, fun game.
Yeah, not hate fucked. It's fun rules.
It's fun rule. We changed it. Not hate fucked. Fun rule. Okay. Where the heck am I? Red Lion versus Rick Rollers. I'll go Red Lion.
What a matchup.
Oh,
I know.
Shit.
It's a Bears matchup. Yeah,
that's an insane game.
Yeah.
Any familial ties in that one, Ben?
Fuck, Cougar. I hope you're as stupid as I think you are.
I'm pretty stupid. I'm very fucking stupid. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got D-holes in KBC, and I'll take D-holes.
Same.
I got Lion and KBC with Lion winning.
Yep. It's a rematch of the Twain 2 years ago. You won the walk-off.
Yeah, KBC has trouble against us.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. We're going to spot you 10 runs on that one, though, if it happens.
Oh, thank you. How merciful of you, Ben. Thank you, Jesus. Next one in the semifinal is Soda Jerks and Corksuckers. I got Soda Jerks.
Same.
Gentlemen?
Jerks over Cork. Yeah.
I'll take Cork.
I've got Cork too. I think they have the best player on the field in Ben, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay. Next one is Ghost versus Red Lion. You know what? If they're destined to win, I'll go with the Ghosts. Why not?
They beat us earlier this year.
Yeah. Walk off, right?
Yeah.
I got Ghosts here too.
I got Ghosts.
I've got Cyport versus D-Holes at 9:30 on the 4th of August. I think Alex will be healthy for that game, so I got the D-Holes to win that one.
What?
What?
Jeez,
what? Sean is apoplectic over here.
What the hell?
I hope the mics are picking this up.
I've got Ghost D-Holes, and I've got D-Holes over the Ghosts.
Yeah, I think
and I also am about to have a fucking aneurysm.
Oh my god.
And finally, the champion.
It's just a good match. I didn't even get to pick. I have D-Holes.
Next one is Soda Jerks versus Ghost in the plate final. And I'm going to go Soda Jerks. Yeah. Sorry, Ghost.
What?
What? What did I say?
Sean cannot.
You were late. You were late in the podcast.
Dude,
you're done.
Corbin, how did you miss a 2-hour fucking window?
He
you
picked
were late
us
for the podcast by 2 hours.
Corbin, he picked us to lose game of the week by 20, and we won. Don't worry about
exactly.
Him. Don't worry
Seth
about
is
him.
Right. Yeah, don't worry about Corbin. He's right, Seth. Yeah, Seth is right. I got to add a few. Like another one.
Yeah, I got the Jerks and Ghosts in this one. Hey, Corbin, I did pick you for this one though.
Yeah, it is actually your vote against us. We actually end up winning.
It won't be you that wins this though.
I got Corksuckers versus D-Holes, and I got D-Holes winning the plate for the first time in franchise history.
Hey!
I'm gonna assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least since I've been.
Never really been on that side, but if you're gonna be on that side, you might as well win it.
Right.
Oh, I missed that. Then you had Cyport losing to D-Holes then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cyport losing to D-Holes in embarrassing fashion, honestly.
Skipped right over me. Yeah.
We'll get Sean later.
It's gonna knock you into the 20s for next year.
I have the exact same thing Seth does. I have D-Holes over Cork. I will bet anybody $50 that whoever comes out of the bottom half of this bracket wins the plate.
Easily. No one from the top is winning the Diana.
I have
agreed.
No jerks.
Oh, that reminds me, Sean, I owe you $10 for picking Honey Badgers to win with exactly three wins this year.
Yeah. All right, Sean, what do you got to say?
I've got Jerks and D-Holes, and I got D-Holes winning their first plate.
D-Holes winning us.
That would be a fucking fantastic final.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Even if we lost.
It'd be the most fun championship game, guaranteed.
It would be the most fun, absolutely. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
It's like, that's one that I might just be like, hey, I'm going to play an inning just to play in it.
It's a top up, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. I am so effing sorry. Sorry, fuck that. This Cougar After Dark podcast is sponsored by Lawrence Shirt Factory.
Woo!
Yeah.
We haven't talked about them yet because they're actually good.
Number five seed on the... Number one in your heart.
Established in 2018 by Lawrence native Mike Urisha, 28 years of experience in the industry, Lawrence Shirt Factory has created the notion of putting customers first. Main attraction of Lawrence Shirt Factory is artwork itself. Mike's ability to custom design artwork for your business event or personal use is unparalleled in the industry. Mike strives to give you exactly what you're looking for and won't rest until you're content. 925 Iowa Suite H, 75-330-5831. Sorry to wait this while the plug Shirt Factory.
I just want to make a quick note. You guys delayed this podcast by 15 minutes by filling out your brackets ahead of time. I am on pace with you, and I can't read Cougars. It's hieroglyphics.
It is hieroglyphics, yes. My handwriting is impeccable.
Awful.
Yeah. Let's go to the bracket side. What are we doing? Okay, Global Cafe and Free State. I got Global. Sorry, Chef.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Global by one.
Global by one. Oh, one!
No, I'm just kidding. Ooh. I'm just kidding.
Ooh, did you hear that, Global?
Okay. No.
Honey Badgers, JDE. Oh, it's a rematch from earlier in the season. Nope, Honey Badgers, they still beat JDE. I think so. I don't know.
I also picked Honey Badgers on this one.
Yep.
It is difficult to beat the same team twice in the same season.
Yep.
Just speed.
Speed?
Speed and chaos.
Speed and chaos.
Same.
Nobody does chaos better than Honey Badgers.
Badgers, yeah.
Going?
I've got Badgers and JDE. Badgers winning that matchup.
Badgers? Is there a sweep there, Ben?
I mean, if you're all taking Badgers, I'll take JDE. Yeah. And I don't,
you can if you want.
I feel like they'd be better on a shorter field. But it feels like a relatively close matchup. I might as well take the flyer on them.
Yeah. Next one is Taco Zone versus Harpies. Ah, we're all on Taco Zone. Let's move on.
What are you talking about? I got Harpies.
Sweet.
What?
I'm kidding. But
whoa! There was a run rule earlier too. So, Lawrence Shirt Factory. Oh, by the way, since I seen you earlier. 925 IO Suite A 75-330-5831. Go to the mic, Irish. 28 years experience. Lawrence Shirt Factory. There you go. Shirt Factory versus Sacred Sword. I got Shirt Factory.
Same.
Yeah. I get Alex Chennell murdering the fuck out of this sword small game.
I hope that's all he murders.
The leader in the clubhouse for most arguments with the ref during the game of round two.
Oh, Jesus. You got Shirt Factory?
Waiting for the next pick.
Johnny's versus Cyports. I love you, Sean. Johnny's.
I've got Johnny's versus the Ghosts and Johnny's. You guys are it's the 15-18 matchup. What is the big deal? This is like,
it's not really a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just the way you just did complimenting, you know, Sean's team. That's what
I do. But Seth, I love how you picked Cyport to go left and lose.
This
first year team never played too many close games. They're just going to run to the a championship.
Probably not.
Doesn't usually happen.
I mean, we're going to go with transitive properties here. And we beat Cyport, and we got run rule by Johnny's. So it's going to be worse for Cyport. They're going to get murdered by Johnny's in, like, the fifth inning.
Are you going to call a shutout?
I won't call a shutout.
Run rule?
But it'll be a run rule.
Run rule. Sean? Oh, what do you want, Bryson?
Well, you're going to take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. And I would strongly recommend being far away from this field when a fucking meteor crashes down. And that game is 1-0 top
Jesus,
of the first.
We're all going to die.
Because that's how we're going to fucking beat Johnny's.
Until it's after 5.
They're going to beat
Not official after 5.
They're going to fucking beat our ass. And I can't fucking wait for it. I just want to say, we're not getting shut out because we're better than Rick Rollers, and I will score on the top of first inning.
You're glad it's not Post House.
What?
And you're glad you're not playing Post House.
Well, I would have loved to play them. But I will say I am also glad that I'm not playing them so that they can't try and prove a point.
Johnny's in 9 innings.
Johnny's in 9 innings. Going to full 9. Okay. Next is Red Legs and Young Spine. 7-10 matchup?
No.
Red Legs.
Yeah, I think the Red Legs has too much power here, and they've got something to prove.
Hold on. Red Legs has lost their last two games by, 20 runs 2 weeks ago and 15 runs last game?
Yes.
I blame Nick.
I'm not saying that they're going to lose the game, but you don't just shake that off by beating the Woost. Like, there's got to be some internal self-confidence issues going on. I don't know if Young Spine are the people to take advantage of that, but Red Legs is not a shoe-in to win this game.
Young Spine's limping as well.
I know it was really early.
Young Spine
was
beating the Badgers in the 9th inning. They're not really
flashing back to watching Red Legs play Free State, and that was a very even game for 2/3 of the game.
Yeah, it was 14-11.
If you look at the results, Red Legs defense just does not cut it.
Young Spine is going to score.
I think this is going to be a very close game, and I'm going to pick the upset. I'll take Young Spine.
You're taking Young Spine?
Yeah.
Oh my. Wow. Okay. Sean?
Red Legs,
okay.
Nick's back, baby. Don't let me down.
Nick's back. That's true. No Rolling Stones concert. Next is Post House versus D-Holes. I'm sorry, it's Post House.
What, you think I'm picking me?
Post House.
Who are you?
Yeah. We got run rule by these fuckers. playing them.
This is where we ask the question, do I want to try to win this bracket?
Yeah.
Seth's picking the Ghosts to win.
I've got Post House versus Red Lion.
Yeah.
And my God, I would give anything to fucking watch this game. Because Red Lion at 9:30 p.m. on YSC 7, where nobody else is there, is going to be absolutely fucking unruly. Yeah, Red Lion has ruined Post House's championship aspirations a few times over the years.
That's the most underlying rivalry there is.
A 19-3 upset would be like epic. Like you'd have to end the franchise kind of shit.
I will say this. If this game could be 12-0 in the third inning, if it's within 10 after a couple, I'm taking us.
This is not the draw that Post House wanted. Let's put it that way.
This happened, what was it, 2 years ago? Well, several years ago, they lost to them here in an upset second round, yeah.
This
yeah.
might actually be the exact draw that Post House wants.
Yeah, but
squash those demons.
If you guys go up 2-0 in the first inning, I mean, it's going to be tight over in that Post House dugout.
Sean, what do you got?
Post House, okay. Over Lion.
All right, last one. Love Guard versus KBC Tropics. Kelly, guess what? Love Guard, KBC Tropics. No, Love Guard, no. What? They beat us. They beat us like by like 15 runs.
The funny thing is, like, if depending on how I pick this game, we could have people having Red Lion versus Rick Rollers on the left side and the right side.
God.
Yeah, I'll take Love Garden here.
Yeah, I think Love Garden proves a point here.
Yeah. Hey, Love Garden, everyone.
Love Garden over Rick
Garden
Rollers.
Garden over Rollers.
Before we go to the Twain, let's go to our lone discussion question. I ask everyone this question. Everyone listen. The Olympics are in 3 days, so I ask everyone this question. Which Olympic event would you do the best at? Which Olympic event would you do the worst at? Who wants to go first?
The Olympic event that I would do the best at?
I gave you the list.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my list.
Look at you that. Got your list.
Worst absolute
archer.
The modern pentathlon. Because fuck that noise. That's way too much work.
That's way too much
work. The best diving.
Wait, springboard or our platform?
Springboard, not platform.
Not platform. Okay.
No, I competed springboard, was a state champion. So okay. I was coached at one time by Nick Casarota, who is a member of the men's U.S. national team.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's any event I could do, it'd be that.
So who would a dive off? A prime Sean Meredith or Elliot Alvers?
Elliot. I'm not disillusioned.
Elliot from Harvey's. Okay. Who wants to go next? Anyone.
What is breaking? Is it like
breakdancing?
Oh yeah, okay. It's breakdancing now in the Olympics.
For the first time ever.
I figure it's like breaking bones or whatever.
Oh, it could be if you want.
But no, it's archery for me.
Is the worst or the best?
Best.
Best. What's the worst?
Probably climbing.
Oh, sport climbing. Yeah.
Probably that.
Sport climbing.
All of my.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about able by Alex, not you.
All of my muscles in my legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Sport climbing. Let's give it a sport. What's going next?
Yeah, I'm going to say that we would be the best at either...
No, you would be the best. You. Y-O-U, you.
Oh, just me?
Just you. No, we'll come back to you later. You got one, Seth? You be best at.
Yeah,
you,
best you. Myself would be table tennis. And...
the Chinese, good luck.
Good point. I've only ever played Americans.
Yeah.
Worst is going to be equestrian, because I've never ridden a fucking horse.
Never ridden a horse?
No.
Any desire to?
Not at this point.
Why not?
Probably break my back.
What if your kid wants to ride a horse? Then you want to have a dad, you want to ride a horse?
Go for it, man.
No, he wants it. Okay, fine. I'll go next. The best handball. I'll be a great handball goalie.
You've got a lot of fucking practice with hands and balls. God, I was hoping you'd pick that. Have that one in my pocket.
Yeah. Worst, it's easy, pole vault. There's no way my fat ass can get over that big 15-foot pole over me. There's no way I can get my fat ass over that pole vault.
If there was an event I'd pay to watch you in,
what's that?
It would be pole vault.
Fuck that shit. I'll die.
Dude, you pole vault. You'd go up. And it would splinter and kill somebody watching.
I would actually go up?
Barely.
Like 2 inches. There's no
anybody?
Way to go up.
Anybody?
No. Ben, you picked it out or not yet?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You would be best at?
Definitely badminton.
Badminton?
Yeah, because I will sacrifice my body. I don't give a fuck. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm partially Chinese. What are you talking about?
Oh, you are partially Chinese. That's true. That's your partial.
As a second, though, I will challenge Seth to table tennis.
Oh.
And, worse.
Oh, okay. Worse. first.
All right. Worst rhythmic gymnastics. I'm white and I have Jewish blood. We just don't do that.
So the ribbon or the ball would be worst at? The ribbon or the ball?
Well, I'm good with balls, but...
Oh, Jesus. So it'd be ribbon. Okay.
Less so with the ribbons.
Less so ribbons. Okay. So that's our discussion question. There you go. Now, let's go to the... The Twain.
Let's not. Can we do the who won the pick'ems and shit?
Oh, yeah. Who won the pick'ems? Okay.
We're in a break period anyway.
So, break period. Okay. Let me get
the thing. Cougar's leaving.
Cougar needs a drum roll.
This cookie is adequate.
So... Tie for first place is Ben and Sean, 18 and 12. Ben got the point for the bonus point last week. So when would the tiebreaker the most perfect weeks?
Yeah.
With Ben?
Is that what we decided?
Bonus point, yeah. One bonus point. 18 and 12, you're tied. Most perfect weeks be 3-0 each week. Ben, you had 3. Sean, you had 4, so you win.
Oh!
Wow, that's close.
And the degenerates, I'm not going to go around it. I forgot the numbers. John, you won that as well. You got 2 balls of whiskey.
Back.
You don't have the numbers?
Back.
I have it somewhere.
Oh, I want a recount.
You want a recount? Well,
I'll just share it with you.
I think Sean being correct about Cyport being the highest jumpers.
That was Sean's bet. I called Cyport. That was his offer. Cyport, okay. Yeah, I definitely want a recount on that.
Yeah. Whatever.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what? Fine. I'll bet. I'll just give you your damn whiskey as well. Whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
I don't care about the whiskey. I want to know who actually won. We can't let Sean win both of those 2 years in a row.
Back to back.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
This is three-peat.
This is important.
Fine. Right? Next week, I'll do a recount. Fine. Whatever.
I'm going to go home with these bottles of whiskey and Jordan photo this shit.
I don't mind losing to Sean.
Oh, whiskey off of Diana tastes great, Sean, just so you know. I've done it. It takes the paint right off. There's some glitter in it. It's fantastic.
Just don't drink it out of Nick Lerner's cup.
Staying away from the cup. Like it's an athletic supporter.
Sean's face right now. Oh, my gosh. Let's
okay,
go
you can find out later this year.
Let's go to the Twain. Free State and JDE. I love you, Seth. No, I'm going JDE. What do you got? First round.
Ditto. I've got Free State and Badgers. And, yeah, I think Badgers are...
Pray for those refs, dude. That'll be hot.
I will not volunteer for this one.
Why not?
Actually, I probably would, but...
Oh, okay. What do you got?
I've got Free State, John Denver, experience, hashtag drink shift, and winning, hashtag drink shift.
Yep.
I've got Free State versus John Denver also, and Free State's going to win because Avery's not that good.
Woo! Avery's not that good. Take a shout out, board member. Well, 2 short board members with Sean here. Okay, so.
Jesus.
I wish Alex. I could pick that. I got John Denver.
I think it'll be closer over than people. Free State?
Oh, Free State.
Okay.
I think it'll be close.
Next one, Harpies versus you. Sacred Sword. The rematch. No, Sacred Sword. There's a rematch. I got Sacred Sword.
I got the same with Harpies winning.
I've got Sword Harpies, and I've got Sword winning that.
I've got Sword Harpies, Sword winning.
Benjamin?
Yeah, I'll take Sword 2, I guess.
The only one left is a Harpies. That's hard, yeah. That's you.
That's what I chose.
Okay. Only one Harpy. Okay. Next one. Cyport CBK versus Young Spine and that one. No, I'll go Cyport. Yeah. Yep.
Hey-o,
there you go.
Samesies.
Samesies? Okay. Anyone else?
So I got a strange one here because I got Cyport versus Red Legs.
Yee.
And I think I'm going to pick Cyport here too.
Oh, wow.
That's a rematch.
Yeah.
It's a rematch, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I think they know how they play.
Yeah. That's fair.
I've got Ghost versus Young Spine, and I got Young Spine winning that one.
Young Spine, okay.
Cyport finally gets their wish to play Young Spine with Young Spine winning.
Oh my, okay.
I need to run for the show. I've never lost a playoff game to you and not been lost. That's all I have to say about
it. It might happen today. It might happen this year.
D-hole
for the KBC Tropics. Let's dance again. Why not, Alex? Let's do this. No, we're not doing that.
D-holes versus Tropics? That's what you got?
Yeah, I guess I got.
That's what Cougar has.
That's what I have.
He was smoking what you were on.
I don't know.
Huh?
That's what I got. You know what? D-holes, you get your revenge. D-holes win. Fine.
Hi.
We couldn't be more different. I've got post house against Rick Rollers.
Jesus, I love
what
it.
What the hell?
I guess I'll take post house in this spot.
Why not?
I love you, darling.
I've got Red Lion versus Rollers, and I've got Rollers winning that one.
Wow. Jeez. Yes. How do we get everything else right?
Because we pick
except
each other.
The things that matter most.
Nobody knows what to make of this Red Lion D-Holes game is why.
Yeah. It's a toss-up.
It's a real
I mean, clearly I have my own team here versus the Rollers. Although, it could be anybody that Bryson coaches.
Well, look, you guys you guys were missing Cedric when you played Rollers last time, right?
Yes.
And you're missing you now? I don't want to.
I would say that Cedric is a bigger miss on that one from a defensive standpoint.
Well, I don't know.
One year from now, Bryson's going to be yelling, no team that I've ever coached has lost to the champion.
Clearly, I'm picking my own team here.
Yeah.
I can't. I really hope for the rest of the twin bracket that Post House does not wind up here.
Yeah. Oh, God. If that one happens, fuck me.
Yeah, may no, God have mercy on our souls if Post House winds up.
We took the four mic away, but he does not care.
Ben, you're a gambling man, dude. The Sharps would be nuking the Rollers against the D-Holes in that rematch. Every advanced analytic says they should have murdered the D-Holes in that game. I'm telling you, if you go look, it is impossible to kick around your lineup an entire time more than the other team and lose. That is like genuinely impossible, and the Rick Rollers pulled it off. Honestly, Jeff deserves a
it's
fucking award
for that.
Called
a special. You can load the bases against us all you want. Is, you're getting one fucking
so,
run.
Dude, that is so hard to do, man. They managed to fuck that game up at levels that's never been fucked
kickball's
up.
Kickball's not baseball,
it look
though.
So
unless
easy.
You can kick home runs, then it doesn't really matter.
Bryson was so into advanced analytics, he did his own ranking system once and then quit and never did it again. It was too much work. I feel you, dude.
Bryson, if you look at advanced analytics and study KBC's on base percentage, then they should be 9-1.
No.
Hey.
The double play analytics are fucking off the fucking.
Bryson, head. The Ghosts should be 10-0. We all know.
The Ghosts are 10-0.
They like they did against the Rays.
They are 10-0. Yeah.
You were
20
late.
Plus.
You were late. Be quiet. You were late.
Tick motherfucking late. Talk.
I love you, Corbin.
All right, let's get back on track.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go to the rest of the twain. I got JDE and D-Holes. And then the twain final. I got...
You're skipping around.
Do it again? Jesus. Sorry, JDE, Sacred Sword. I got JDE.
Twice. Jesus. Thank you, Seth.
I've got Badgers and Sacred Sword, and I got to take Badgers here.
JDE and Harpies with JDE winning this one.
I've got JDE and Cyport with Cyport winning.
I've got Free State and Sacred Sword and Free State winning again.
All right. So the final, I got JDE and D-Holes. I got JDE.
You skipped the bottom.
You skipped the bottom. Cougar.
God damn it.
You had one shot.
I have one.
You've had like five shots.
I know. Cyport versus D-Holes. I'm sorry. D-Holes. Damn it.
Wait, what?
I've got Badgers against Post House.
Jesus.
Post House gets their revenge from a few twains ago.
Somebody, I mean...
They lost to the Red Legs in the final.
Yeah.
In reality, I don't know if it's going to be Post House. Probably not, but there always is somebody that ends up in the twain that shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's never chalk.
Lovegaard won the twain, what was it, like 4 years ago?
Honey Badgers have been in the twain as the 6th seed or the 5th seed. Like, it always happens. So
yeah, Post House has been in there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Red Lion.
Red Lion, probably.
Post House
Red
Badgers Lion. Twain final would be great, though. I'd love to ref that one again. Yell that.
I've got Young Spine and Rick Rollers in the bottom half of the bracket, and I've got Young Spine winning that game.
Got Spine and Holes with Holes winning that game.
Yeah.
I've got Sword and Rollers with Rollers winning that game in the bottom half.
I feel like since I have Post House in the twain, can I just get a redo?
Nope.
No.
You win this shit every year, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, next one is, I'll do the final, let's go.
Beating Sword.
What is it, Bryson?
No, in my bracket.
You got Rickrollers beat us, bro?
No. We aren't in the final yet.
We're on the final yet.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
JDE versus D-Holes in the final.
This man's out of pocket.
JDE.
Go sit down.
I always say JDE. Who's next? I don't know.
I've got JDE versus D-Holes in the final. And I think it's race to 10. I picked my team.
There you go.
Are you going to go to Germany and see Kobe's doctor?
Do what?
Are you going to go to Germany and see Kobe's doctor?
Maybe. Yeah. Just give me some children's for some adrenochrome.
Yep.
All
right, great. I've got somewhere to be at 10:30. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Rick.
We love you, Rick.
We can't go there yet.
We can't go there yet.
We'll lose all our listeners.
Yeah, you'll get to that.
I got Free State versus Young Spine in the Twain final, and we're going to send Mookie into retirement for real this time.
Mookie's cookies!
Yeah.
Mookie's cookies!
He's got to go.
Yay!
Yeah. Free State beating them.
This better happen, this Mookie's cookies thing. This better happen, like you said, right?
I'd rather have Jason's Ookie's cookies.
Really?
Oh, the cookie's gone.
Cougar's cookies.
Cookie's cookies? Okay. Yeah. That's gross. All
right. Kobe's cookies.
Kobe's cookies? No. Dogs with a bait. What do you got, Ben?
I have Post House and Badgers. And Post House winning.
There you go. Highest ever to win the Twain. It was Love Guard at 5 seed.
I'll put this out there. If Post House doesn't wind up in the Twain, I'll take Badgers to win it again.
Okay.
Would Post House even celebrate if they won?
That's why I would.
Would they even crack one beer?
That's why I think Badgers would have a chance in that game. Yeah.
Probably not.
I think they would.
You think?
No,
it's been a while since they won anything.
2017, I didn't say cup title. 2017 cup title, yeah. Greatest cup championship.
Twist the knife
cup
there.
Oh, Jesus. Boy, this rivalry Red Line Post House is real. Sean, what do you got?
In the Twain final, I have Cyport and Rick's Rollers. And I have us absolutely bending over and punishing Jeff for his awful, atrocious ref job on Sunday.
Oh, woo! Jesus.
He can join the Kiss My Ass Club. We'll have our pants down, ready and waiting.
So three-fifths of this panel picked themselves to win the Twain.
We is fucking that not sucked awesome or what?
And the one that didn't.
We're just playing for ninth place.
Post House.
Upset Post House in the second round. Yeah.
Took Post House to hate fuck everybody. He's like, oh yeah, you guys want to win? Well, guess what? I'm calling
we're
Simon.
Real sharp up here, real Jeez, sharp.
Jesus yeah. I'll predict that if Red Lion doesn't win the first game, we're not winning anything.
<How's that? laughs> All right. Now let's go to the real bracket on the most awesome side, on the cup side. Global Cafe versus Honey Badgers.
Global,
yeah.
I got JDE here, but I'll take Global still.
That's a chalk pick.
Taco Stone versus Lawrence Shrimp Factory, who, by the way, are the sponsors of this podcast. 925 Iowa Suite 8, 75-330-5831. Go talk to Mike. 28 years of experience. There you go.
I think the only question here is there a familiarity question that brings this closer than the previous game?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Personally, I think that this game might be decided more by other events outside of the KBKL.
You mean like the presidential election? Or
yes.
How far outside?
No, they've there's a tournament that weekend, but it's on Friday, and I don't know how many days it will be. This weekend we'll be missing, or could be missing, some players.
I did ask Angela. She said everyone's back.
Everyone will be back.
Okay. That's what she said.
Then Taco Zone.
Anyone? Taco Zone? All right.
Yeah.
Next one is Johnny's versus Red Lake. I'm going Johnny's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got Johnny's Young Spine. And,
I'll have Red Legs get a couple runs at least.
They will? Okay, that's good. All
right. I've got Johnny. I mean, Johnny's is definitely going to be worn down. They're going to have a real tough game the game before. So I still believe in Johnny's.
Johnny's the ghost?
Johnny's good.
Well, if it's against the
Cyport, great.
Exquisite.
Oh, my God. Next one is, Post House versus Love Garden.
According to most of us.
According to Ben, it's Red Lion, duh.
I've got Red Lion, Love Garden here.
Red Lion, Love Garden
just
here,
marching through the old historical matchups.
Exactly. Oh, I got Post House.
Yeah.
Ben, what
Post House.
Got? Post House.
I don't know. Somehow the ghosts win this one. I got Post House here also.
Ben, what do you got on your side? What do you got?
I've got Red Lion Love Garden, and I think we lose that one.
Oh, okay.
They've had our number.
Shout out to Ben for being the only person to not pick Chalk in the final four. Yeah. Right? The rest of us have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Global Cafe Taco Zone.
Sheesh.
This, yeah, Global Cafe wants it. Yay, seeing the top four seed beat Taco. They're like, fuck. Because they beat Taco Zone in the 2018 final, but guess what? There was no Alex McKee because he was in Belize vacation.
Who was Global Cafe's loss to this year?
That was to Taco Zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Taco Zone beat them 7-5.
Everybody when they get to the top level of kickball, they talk about matchups. And they say Global Cafe does not match up well against Taco
Johnny's
Zone.
They beat Johnny's 4-2.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Global Cafe versus Taco Zone matchup. And they always say that the matchup determines whoever wins that game.
Yeah.
So Taco Zone kind of owns Global, right? They beat them one time?
One time last year to break that 53-game winning streak by Taco Zone.
Twice. Yeah. This is a nightmare for Global. This is a nightmare, that Post House didn't drop to 4 or that something like that. So, that being said, I do have Global because they've been an absolute machine this year. I mean, they have laid waste. I watched them run rule Post House at Hobbs Park. Like, they've been a machine. I don't think that they're going to lose this year, but if they are going to lose to somebody, it's going to be Taco Zone.
But you're paying Global to win.
I am, yeah.
They're going to beat the boogeyman. Okay. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
This is, I mean, unfortunately, in the last 5 years, since Global's win in the championship.
That was 2018.
They've had a couple of times where they've played up and knocked off, you know, KTZ in the past. You know, one-run, two-run games. And most of those games have been, you know, very straight. Nobody's been missing. Everybody's been there. And it's just been, you know, good play, no errors on both parts.
Yep.
Just happens to be somebody made a play that beat somebody else.
Yep.
It is, unfortunately, it is the draw, like Seth said, the matchup. It's a nightmare for Global historically. I would love to see Global be able to change and be a little bit more unpredictable in their setup on offense. Defense, they're going to do what they do. It's their offense is usually plays directly.
That. They're too predictable.
Yeah, it plays directly into what the chess match that Taco Zone plays. So if they can be chaotic and they can change, I think that they absolutely could pull off a couple of run win. If they play the same game that they've been playing, Taco Zone takes this game. I personally have Taco Zone because history dictates Taco Zone.
Yep. I got Taco Zone too. Next.
I do think it is a absolute fucking nightmare matchup, like Seth alluded to earlier. For the first time ever, I picked against Taco Zone in the Post House game, and Post House won. For the second time ever, I will pick against Taco Zone, and I have Global winning this game.
So you're the gatekeeper.
We shall see.
Yeah, okay. Benjamin?
I cannot be the gatekeeper until I beat the gatekeeper, so that is not my title.
I think that's all fair. I just second everything Alex said, and I'll take Taco Zone.
Taco Zone. Next one is Johnny's versus Post House. I'm sorry. I anyone take a Post House? No.
It would be a dramatic turnaround from the game of the week. But, you know, I will say that you are now in the playoffs. You are now zeroed in. You've got your defense. Everybody's in town. Everybody's presumably sober. You know, it could be a much closer game.
Late game, YSC2, everybody will be watching. I don't know. There's some weirdness there.
That's true.
Yeah. 9:30 YSC2.
I do have Johnny's winning this one, but I don't think it will be what we saw under the lights.
The 12-4 final?
Yeah, I don't think
it won't be like 12-4 final. Like,
yeah, the, no, no. Okay. I think this would be like, you know, 8-7, 8-6, something like that.
Okay.
I think Johnny's has lost, what, one game over the past 2 years other than a grass game. I think they lost a grass game.
They lost a Surf Factory last year.
On grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it grass?
Yes.
I think it was. So they're on a, you know, a very impressive streak. They lost to Global Cafe this year, but it was a close game. Johnny's just has... They have players at every single position that are better than some of the best players in the league. They have a great third baseman. They have a great catcher. They have a great pitcher. They have a great shortstop. They have a great center fielder. It's hard to pick against Johnny's against anybody. And Posthouse doesn't bunt. Posthouse kicks, and Zach is going to lock the outfield down.
Yep.
Johnny's.
And also, Johnny's has the best utility player in the league, and Austin. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone? Posthouse? Oh, no, not Johnny's.
I mean, I've got Lovegarden against Johnny's here. And I...
But Johnny's? Yeah.
And that's only because Lovegarden beat Red Lion by the slimmest of margins. yeah, I don't. If that happens, I've got to take Johnny's anyway. I think I would take him against Posthouse, too.
All right. Last one. Who ya got in the cup title? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Fuck it.
All right.
Hey, look, it's I've got Taco Zone versus Johnny's. Big surprise on Taco Zone there. But I do have Johnny's winning this game.
So is Johnny's be the 13th ever, or franchise ever, to successfully defend their title?
Yep.
It's a Sure Factory and Taco Zone.
I think this will be a fantastic game.
Yeah.
That I probably will ref. Okay. But... Because I'm definitely not playing in it. But yeah, I think this will be a fantastic game to watch for anybody. And I think that this will be a really, really close game. And presuming that Kenny doesn't get injured again like last year.
Yep.
And Nick Devin doesn't get injured again like last year. As long as those things don't happen, I think it'll be a very close game.
Same thing. I've got Johnny's versus Global Cafe, and I have Johnny's going back-to-back. Global's had an insane year. They beat them head-to-head already. I think it was like a 4-2 final. I think you could ask Johnny's, and they feel like they made mistakes in that game that they don't normally make. And that's the mistake that Global Cafe's speed makes you make. But I think Johnny's, under the lights, going to lock it down. I know Cal plays for Global Cafe, but she's Johnny's number one fan, so she'll probably be happy for them.
I got Johnny's in Taco Zone and history, because like it's the only Sure Factory Taco Zone has ever defended their title, and Johnny's, it's tough. I'm going with history. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm going with Taco Zone. That's it.
Well, you and I are both morons. I said you and I are both morons.
So if Taco Zone wins, that puts them most overall championships.
Correct. Most overall title was 6. They
will you start masturbating to them?
Will you stop this?
So basically, Cougar and I are both picking Taco Zone, and we're basically seeing this as Rocky 3, where Kansas Taco Zone beats Clubber Lang.
So we're 4 out of 5 picks in, and no one's picked the number 1 overall seed.
Yeah.
Correct.
So far, anyway.
Well, that seems
they
dumb.
Have the hardest path to the final.
They do.
Not surprising. They have the hardest path. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to pick Kansas Taco Zone because if they hobbled Alex Hammond is calling this game, I feel like he's going to blow several calls.
Oh, God.
I've got Johnny's and Global, and much like a rematch of Week 8, I'm going Global, but 2's not going to be enough. It's going to be more than that. They're going to be out to prove a point, especially if it is a Global Johnny's matchup. I think as long as things play out, it should be a good game, or it could be something unlike we've ever seen before in a very point-proving match. I'm going with the closer game because that's just how KVKL works. But I would not put it past Global to put their foot on the brakes and not stop until either they or someone else is Paul Walker.
Oh, fair. That's dark.
I put 10 bucks on plus 5,000 for the final to be Cyport and Free State. I'm a degenerate. What do you want?
Yeah, you are a degenerate. Yeah, that's very true. Okay, this Cougar Hector podcast, the 13th annual, was sponsored by Lawrence Sure Factory. It's about 2018 by Mike Hirsch, 20 years of experience in the industry, 925 Iowa Suite A, 75-330-5831. The quickest CD podcast ever.
I love Sure Factory, but I also kind of feel like I wish their name was Shart Factory or shirt fuckery.
Shirt fuckery.
I like shirt fuckery because we use Shirt Factory sometimes.
Yeah.
Why would they allow that as a business? That's not going to work.
Freedom of speech, Cougar. This is America.
We're not business with a curse word. That's not going to work.
No? How can you go into business with a curse word? You sent me a text earlier that said you trademarked your new nickname was the man that leaves the ladies screaming because you're a pussy-eating demon with vanilla-flavored semen. You sent me that. You're a pervert, Cougar.
What?
Also, Cougar,
the way that rolled off the tongue, my goodness.
What?
You might be a little bit in the dark here, but I think you should know that Pornhub is a multi-billion-dollar business. So,
but it's also banned in Kansas, so just check out like TNA Flix or something if you need that.
Proton VPN, guys.
I don't know how to follow that. I'll just end it like this. For Alex Comment from D-Holes. Oh, my God.
D-Holes are going to be 5
for... From Free State Growlers, Seth Sanchez.
Cyport number 17 in our hearts, number 17 in the polls.
There we go again. From Redline, Ben Hutnick.
We can't beat Free State, but I know we can beat the D-Holes.
Oh my God. And to the far right, from Cyport CBK, Sean Meredith.
Twain or bust. Eat my butt, Seth.
I know Cyport can't be Johnny's, but I know they can be D-Holes.
I am Jason Cougar, wherever that vanilla tasting semen...
Jason whatever, Cubby Wong.
Cubby Wong, yeah, whatever.
We're about to have our own sausage party.
What a way to end the CD podcast. I'll just play the damn song.
Also, can I be Ben Little Smokey Hutnick from now on?
Oh, God. Everyone, good luck in the postseason. Please stay healthy. And all that good stuff.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Don't get eliminated.
Unless Jeff's reffing your game.
What happens at KVKL stays in KVKL. Unless you slept with Cougar.
Oh, what the hell? Play the song, Cougar. Are you trying to be a big deal? Oh, he's running to me. Put your name on it. The number of runs are combined.
Mission accomplished. All I wanted to do was fill out an actual bracket, and it happened. Now Cougar gets to read my hieroglyphics.
The number of runs.